Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is February 19th, 2021. Welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Craig. Happy Friday.
Hey, Mike, happy Friday to you and everyone out there. I hope everybody's staying safe with all this cold weather. It's crazy out there right now.
Oh, my gosh. Across the country. I hope everybody's staying safe. Some people without power for several days, just a crazy situation. So we will pray for everybody out there and hope this thing passes quickly and we can get back to a somewhat normal February would be.
Yes. Absolutely. It's kind of crazy that, you know, this time of year, Mike, normally the industry is that we speak to on the sweetener side anyway, is gathering somewhere in some sunny area for the sweetener users colloquium. And not this year.
Yeah.
We're not going to have
this
year.
You know, and I was thinking, you know, you and I usually do an awesome, I think it's awesome, I'm biased, a podcast as a wrap up to those, to the colloquium. We always have fun with that because it's an exhausting event, but it's also,
it is
also good for our listeners, especially the ones that couldn't make it, to get a recap of that, conference, which is, highly attended, but will be virtual this year. The other one though is the Ag Outlook conference.
That's right. USDA, you know? Their annual Ag Outlook Forum. That's right.
Yeah. I remember one time when you, had me, I was almost going to say something else, drug me to that conference, but it's actually a good conference.
It is a good conference.
But yeah. I think going to Washington, D.C. that time of year is not as good as April when you see the cherry blossoms. But anyway.
That's exactly right. You know, the winters can be a little bit extended with Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow extending the winter 6 weeks.
Yeah. And
certainly he's been correct to this point.
Yeah.
The D.C. area is beautiful when the cherry blossoms come out. I agree. That's a gorgeous time of year in D.C. And the conference itself is, you know, obviously coming up here or has been going on this week. It's been a kind of an interesting time because I think everybody on the trading floor virtually has been waiting and anticipating what USDA may be coming out with post their baseline projections for the next 10 years as to what they're expecting the S&D tables to look like for a lot of the planted crops around the country. So I think there's a lot of anticipation with this report, more so than maybe even usual because of the low carryouts we're expecting for this current year. So I think everybody's kind of anxious and interested to see what the USDA is claiming for the row crops coming up here.
Yeah, and so what's your thoughts on that? I mean, how do you think that's going to – what's going to happen? What do you think the impact is going to be?
You know, the trade had been anticipating increased crop acreage, particularly in grains. I think the majority of the marketplace was on pause a little bit to see whether or not the soybeans acres would – you know, cannibalize maybe even some corn acres or how they were going to amass the total number of acres between corn and beans. I think those were the two that the market was most highly anticipating. And well, I guess USDA didn't disappoint to some degree as far as at least the announced acres. They announced about a 2 million acre increase, or maybe about a 1.2 million acre increase in corn for 21-22 to 92 million. And for soybeans, it was what I think the market was hoping, which was about a 6 million acre increase to 90 million acres. So if realized, that 182 million combined acres would be an all-time record. So I think the market needed to hear that. But if you wouldn't be surprised, Mike, you know, sometimes even when you anticipate something and it does come true, it doesn't necessarily go the way you would think as far as the direction. And the market took that as a little bit still bullish to price.
Yeah,
predominantly because the carry out for the soy complex is still so tight. And so we've sitting here looking at soybean carry out at a projected now, you know, based on these numbers, 145 million bushels by the end of the 21-22 crop. So it's still excessively low.
Okay, great. Now, as far as any other things that they announced, anything other that our listeners might be interested in? outside of that?
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, you've got to look at the yield numbers that they're coming out with. Corn, 179.5 bushels. That gets us back on track to trend line, because this year we had a little bit of a reduction. I say that facetiously when we were dropping things 4 and 5 bushels an acre on the current crop. And then the demand side, I think everybody, even in sugar or any other commodities we talk to, Mike, the number one question is, will COVID impact demand continue on?
Yeah.
And if so, for how long in 2021? And it's anybody's guess. But I think that's the most important component of any of these S&D tables across USDA statistics, is the demand component of this.
Right.
So I would take a look at the export number for 21-22. They're anticipating 2.65 billion. Well, that all depends on whether or not China continues the massive importation that they've been on schedule to do since last fall. So,
okay. All right. Well, I guess we will wait and see.
Yeah.
The wait and see.
Yeah. I think overall, the corn market is going to take its time to absorb all of this. And at the end of the day, for those that are looking at everything as for when we might see any change in the bias for pricing on the futures, it's got to come from the soy complex first. I think we need to have a break in that marketplace before the grains in total can relax on price-wise. So let's anticipate the March 31 planting intentions report and see if they come to fruition at this 90 million acres that soy has, and see if we can't get this crop in the ground and started sometime earlier than later. And hopefully the winter won't be as extended as long as what Punxsutawney Phil was suggesting.
I like it. Okay, great. Well, we're going to wrap this one up. But before we let you go, guess what? We're having our virtual spring seminar on April 27th and 28th.
Yes, we are.
Back to the future. The food revolution resumes, Craig.
Oh,
it's here.
Man, get your flux capacitors, man.
Flux capacitor. Go. I think we should have Marty come on, as a surprise guest. We'll have to work on that. But if you're interested,
yeah,
it's easy.
Yes.
Just McKinney-Favel.com, $250 per company. So you can register marketing, R&D. But
yeah, come listen. Oh, we would have so much fun, and we would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested, register on our website at McKinney-Favel.com. And everybody stay safe and have a safe and hopefully quiet weekend.
Everybody be safe out there.
Live with an attitude of gratitude, as I always like to say. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Favel's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favel.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.